Well, I think it was the right thing to do. His position had been seriously undermined by the findings of the Comptroller and Auditor General back in last October, and then more recently the Garda Inspectorate, which vindicated the allegations of the Garda whistleblowers and put serious questions on the Commissioner. And of course, his outrageous comments before the PAC referring to their actions is disgusting. It was the right thing to do, to resign.
The fact that he has resigned rather than withdraw the comments, does that suggest to you that Martin Cullen still believes he personally was in the right?
Well, he clearly wasn't, and I think it's right that if he wasn't able to withdraw his comments and apologise, he should indeed resign. The issue, though, is much wider now. We need to see an independent policing authority accountable to an independent policing board, similar to the situation in the north. We also need much strengthened powers for the Garda Síochán Ombudsman Commission. We need to end this close relationship that's been in place between Garda commissioners and ministers for justice. So hopefully this announcement by Commissioner Callan Allen will be the beginning of fundamental changes.
And where does this leave Minister Alan Shatter, given that he is perceived to have very much aligned himself with Martin Cullen and backed him to the hilt?
Well, it's been a huge period of embarrassment for the minister. He has handled these allegations in relation to the penalty points, and indeed the allegations that the GSOC officers had been bugged. He's handled them abysmally. He's shown poor judgment. In my party's view and many other people's view, his position's untenable. But clearly, more important than the career of Minister Shatter, we now need to see another period of fundamental change in the senior management of an Garda Síochána, who've let down the overwhelming majority of serving members protecting our communities and failed them. We need a new beginning that gives them a morale boost and restores confidence to the public in the administration of justice.